Now, glaucoma is an eye condition which is sometimes referred to as the silent thief of sight. If caught early enough, there are treatments that can help reduce the pressure that builds in the eye, but these can be short-term and may not work for all. A new procedure carried out at St Thomas's Hospital could mean a better quality of sight for many. Joining me now is Sohrab Goyal, who is a consultant ophthalmic surgeon at St Thomas. Mr Goyal, what exactly, first of all, is glaucoma?
So glaucoma is an eye condition where the optic nerve or the cable that takes the information from the eye to the brain gets damaged. And in most cases, that is due to high pressure which builds up inside the eyeball, and that damages the optic nerve. So the information cannot be relayed from the eye to the brain. It eventually can lead to blindness.
Right, so that's the actual effect that it has on someone's sight. Can I ask you, what are the early signs of this condition?
So the problem is that there are actually no early signs. So as you said rightly, it's a silent thief of the sight. So by the time people actually notice that there is a problem, you have probably already lost about 80% or more of your optic nerve, which takes the information. So, once you become symptomatic, that is having noticed some problems, that's already is quite advanced. So the best thing is to actually pick it up early by a sight test at the opticians. But when it does get to the point where you notice something, you might notice bumping into things, becoming clumsy with everyday tasks like pouring a cup of tea, falling down because you can't see the stairs very well, missing people on the sides till they come right into the middle of your vision. People also find that their night vision is not so good because of the reduced contrast, so they can't see very well to start with in the night. And in some people, it can affect the central vision early so that you may become aware of missing areas in the field of vision. And eventually, one loses your driving license and then blindness. So it's the second most leading cause of preventable blindness. In fact, it's the leading cause of preventable blindness in the UK and the second most leading cause of all blindness in the UK.
But as you say, there is the possibility that maybe regular eye checks could pick this up and provide you with an opportunity for early treatment?
Absolutely. So if you go regularly to your opticians, and the guideline is every 2 years for most people, but if you are at risk of glaucoma, that is you have a family history, or if you're Afro-Caribbean, or if your doctor has told you that there is a possibility of you getting glaucoma, then once in a year sight test is advisable. If you're over 40 and with a family history, then it's free for first-degree relatives to have the eye test done. Unfortunately, even after regular eye test, sometimes the condition is missed at the opticians, and people still present to us quite late. But majority of the patients that get picked up by routine tests at the opticians.
So let's say then a patient has maybe had some of the routine tests, but the glaucoma itself has not actually been picked up until later on. Can I ask you, what are the current options for treatment?
So glaucoma is treatable at every stage, be it early or moderate or late. And the options are, so first line is drops for most cases. And there are various groups of drops. There are at least four or five groups of drops, and more are going to come out as well in the coming few years. And they are effective for majority of the patients. So 90% or more of the patients, the glaucoma gets controlled with just the drops. But there are obviously side effects because you have to use the drops regularly. And unfortunately, we know from various studies that actually 50% of the drops don't ever go into the eye because either you forget them or you have side effects or you are not compliant with the drops. So that's surprising, but that is the statistics from all studies. The next level of treatment is laser, different types of laser for glaucoma, which can be done as an outpatient or sometimes in theater, and then eventually surgery. So anybody who has progressive glaucoma, where the glaucoma is getting worse in spite of the drops, or if they have very high pressure to start with, or if they present with very advanced condition, then surgery is the best treatment. And there are various forms of surgery depending upon your eye condition and previous history, and sometimes, and more so nowadays, we can do cataract operation at the same time as the glaucoma operation so that you can have your improved sight as well as reduce the pressure at the same time. So there are plenty of options available with your glaucoma consultants nowadays. And therefore, in my opinion, the vast majority of the people should not lose their sight with effective glaucoma management.
And we're also finding out about a new procedure, which, as we said in the introduction, is being carried out at St Thomas's Hospital. Can you tell us about this procedure of yourselves, please, Sohrab?
Yeah, sure. So far, the gold standard for surgery has been what we call as external trabeculectomy. So this is a procedure which was developed in Cambridge about 65 years ago and has been modified over the years to make it safe and effective. So what we do in a traditional trabeculectomy is to create a channel within the layers of the eyeball to create a filter underneath the lid. And this can be done in most cases in the local anesthetic. Takes about 45 minutes to an hour. And it is very successful, but there are some downsides like infection, bleeding, excessive healing, or sometimes low pressure, and even loss of vision. We also use a drug at the same time called mitomycin C to reduce the healing, and that can also have long-term side effects. So what this new procedure is called as KDB blade internal trabeculectomy is basically a special blade which is used to go from inside the eye and take away the tissue called trabecular meshwork, which are like the fine drains of the eye, which have become blocked with time. By removing this tissue, you allow more fluid to go into your natural channels, and that's how the pressure is reduced. So this procedure takes, at the moment in my hands, about 20 to 30 minutes, but I'm hoping by the time we do more and more, it will come down to about 10 to 15. So the advantage is a much better recovery because the procedure is quick, and we are not making any external hole into the eye for the long term. So there is much quicker recovery, less follow-up, less risk of infection. So overall, we are hoping that people will have a better outcome, and this can be combined with the cataract surgery as well. So again, you can do two things at the same time.
So talking there about the outcome, what difference would you say does it make to the patient, and how quickly would they maybe notice a difference in their vision as well?
So if you combine this procedure with, let's say, cataract operation at the same time, then of course their vision will be improved. But if you do this as a standalone where you're just treating for the glaucoma, then the vision actually doesn't improve at all because in glaucoma, whatever sight we have lost, we can't recover. So it's all about preventing further loss of sight. But after the operation with this procedure, the sight recovers very quickly to your pre-operation levels within days to a week or so. The main downside we face is some bleeding inside the eye during or sometimes after the surgery because of backflow from the natural drains of the eye inside the eye, and that settles down over a few days to a week or so. So overall, it's a much quicker recovery as compared to trabeculectomy, which takes several months to get to the point where we can say that the eye is now stabilized.
Which sounds excellent. Are the results long term, and do they halt the deterioration of sight loss as well?
So it's a new procedure developed in the USA in the last few years, and so we do not have long-term results. So from a series of cases there in the US, they found that it reduced the pressure to about 14 millimeters of mercury with less drops. So we don't have like long-term, like 2 to 5 year results as yet. So what we are doing at St. Thomas is to study this procedure and study how the fluid is produced in the eye before the operation, how much is going out of the eye, and then to study it afterwards and see how much of the fluid is going out of the eye after the procedure. So we can assess, and we'll do this at 1 month, 3 months, and 6 months to understand how the outflow is maintained or not. So this will give us an idea about the usefulness of this procedure for the patients. For the purposes of the trial, the operation is suitable for only patients who already have had their cataract surgery, but outside the trial, they can still have the cataract and the procedure can be combined. So the trial itself is actually for a small number of patients. About 30 patients over the next few months will be recruiting these patients. But then if you find it to be effective, then it can be made more generally applicable to other people as well.
Well, it certainly sounds very promising indeed. Where can people find out more about the actual procedure?
So we have some links on YouTube and Google. If you just put KDB trabeculectomy or KDB blade, KDB, then that should come up about the animation of the procedure and everything else. What I would like to say to everybody is that most glaucoma blindness is completely preventable by early diagnosis, which means you go regularly to your opticians and effective management. So I have patients who now have maybe just hand movements vision, or they can only see fingers close to the face. But we can do still things to preserve the vision at that level rather than letting it deteriorate to complete blindness. So even if the glaucoma is very advanced, then still the sight can be, preserved in majority of the cases by reaching the target pressure, which is like between about, 8 to 14. It does require a lot of hard work to reach to those pressures, but with, effective treatment, surgery, and follow-up, which is the crucial part, that you have to come regularly for your checkups, you can preserve the vision.
Well, we wish you luck for the future with the trials and, of course, for more of the work you're going to do. Sohrab Goyal, the consultant ophthalmic surgeon at St. Thomas, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Ian. Thank you.